Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers, for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the Gold Dome. So I couldn't believe it the other day. We said that we were at the halfway point at day 20 of this legislative session. So the pressure is on. How do you see that shaping the pace of action in the coming weeks?
Well, it's going to be interesting, Pamela, to see things really pick up on these bills. This is a big milestone, as you mentioned, because not only have we moved past the day 20 of the 40 days, but we're also now only 8 days away from crossover day, which falls on the 28th day of the General Assembly every year. And that day is so crucial because a bill needs to get through one chamber to have a shot at becoming a law. So after that, time starts to run out, and the session ends this year on April 4th.
There is a lot to get done. Georgia farmers got some much needed relief this week related to Hurricane Helene. What kind of support are they going to be receiving?
Well, they received tax relief, and that is something they desperately need and have been asking for. Both chambers passed the bills unanimously. The House's legislation will now exempt federal disaster relief payments and crop insurance proceeds from state taxes. Meanwhile, in the Senate, that bill provides a temporary reprieve from taxes from timber producers on harvested timber. I'll get it. This is great news for farmers who have been struggling.
And another big priority heading into this session were pieces of legislation aimed at helping families, helping parents, and there was some movement on that this week. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is an area that both sides united on across the aisle. In the Senate, it would create a state income tax credit of up to $250 for every child under the age of 7. Plus, there's an expansion of the child care tax credit that allows for an additional $300 per child.
Some of the bills moving through the legislature seem to reflect what we've been seeing happening on a national level. Does it seem like Georgia lawmakers are paying attention to what's going on in Washington right now?
Absolutely. The Senate took on a bill that resembles the Trump administration's DOGE, or Department of Government Efficiency. Republicans backed that Red Tape Rollback Act, which aims to promote deregulation, which would increase oversight of state agencies. But Democrats have raised concerns that it would actually slow down services for people who really need assistance.
And with time running out before crossover day, what are some of the big issues we should be watching for next week?
Well, we can expect to see some major initiatives picking up steam, especially the governor's push to reform the state's civil litigation system and limit jury awards, the large ones, tort reform. We expect something in the Senate today. It could be big. Also, safety measures aimed at protecting children in schools are starting to move through some of the committees, and we should see some of that come for a vote on the floors soon.
Sounds like you are going to be busy, busy. That's a look at where things stand under the Gold Dome right now. Donna Lowry, thank you as always.
You're welcome.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session, or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.